First European residents. An 1865 account records no white settlers' dwellings in the Byron Bay area. By the late 1860s, the first cedar cutters were operating in the Bay Area and gold miners arrived in September 1870. Their numbers grew during the 1870s, but they lived in temporary tent camps or bark huts, moving frequently and following the timber or the gold. Although there is a long history of Aboriginal occupation and the use of land in Byron Bay, such as the 900-year-old Shell Midden at the pass, the first permanent European dwelling was recorded in 1883 at Palm Valley, the flat area just behind the car park at the pass. It was a timber slab building erected by David Jarman, probably in 1882. First described as a hut, but very soon after it became a hotel and an accommodation house, and Jarman became the first white resident in Byron Bay. Jarman selected Palm Valley as it was one of the few permanent freshwater sources close to the shore. Also, the pass was the safest place in the bay to land small boats. He provided surf boats for ferrying people and goods between ship and shore. Until inland tracks and roads were built in the mid-1880s, all travel between the Richmond River at Ballina and the Brunswick River at Brunswick Heads was along the beach. As the shortest crossing between the main beach and Tallow Beach was the pass to Cozy Corner, all these travellers passed his door. The cedar getters launched their logs into the sea at the pass or Cozy Corner to be towed by rowboat to waiting ships. Jarman provided meals, drinks and accommodation for travellers and sailors, and stores and liquor for the cedar getters, the gold miners and the first settler farmers. However, his construction was illegal, erected on land reserved for selection and settlement, and if he was selling alcohol, it was without a license. His building was destroyed in 1934, long after Jarman had sold it in the mid-1880s. Jarman licensed the Byron Bay Hotel in 1886 and the Pier Hotel in 1888 in Byron Bay Town. This was just prior to the first jetty being completed in the same year. He was the first president of Byron Shire Council in 1906 and he died in 1908.